So we're into week two of the St Albans Food and Drink Festival, and this week the theme is street food and pizza. And with me on the phone is Adam from Peddling Pizza. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Johnny. How are you?
Really good. How has the last 6 months been, Adam, for you?
Just a bit crazy, to be honest. Yeah. What with the market being shut. Yeah. Everything, you know, being closed down, all events being cancelled. It's been a bit of a weird time, and I just kind of had to adapt really to it, which I did pretty quickly, and so I could continue to make and bake my pizza for everyone.
Good stuff. Now, listen, if anyone, they must be living under a rock, hasn't seen Peddling Pizza, your little setup. How would you describe it?
So we do make and bake, so Neapolitan street pizza. So it's Neapolitan style inspired pizza, just simple ingredients, made fresh in front of you, baked quickly, and yeah, it's awesome. It's from a little Italian three-wheeled van. Now
it has become, I've got to be honest, it has become one of the little sort of like symbols of St Albans at the market to see the, I was going to say, parked up in front of Jack Wills. It's not
Christmas place. Pretty much the last store on a Wednesday now, so I'm just outside the top of French Row, outside Christopher Place. And outside, I think what is now called Anthropology.
That's what right.
Jack Wills.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So you said it was a hobby. How did it then evolve from being a hobby into being your job?
I was a delivery driver for about 13, 14 years in and around St Albans. Worked for many companies. Actually lost my job on Christmas Day. The company I worked for went into went into administration. Kind of the kick up the bum I needed to do something else. We were actually expecting our first child, so I kind of needed to do something. I actually got another driving job for the next year, whilst setting up what I wanted to do, which was essentially making pizzas. Waited until we had our child. My wife then went back to work full time, and I looked after him. And in the meantime, I was just making and baking pizza at home and figuring out how I could do it as a business. And that's where Peddling Pizza came from. I wanted to do it at the market. Found a bike trailer which would work, and figured out how to fit everything I needed in it. And that's it. The rest is history, really.
The thing about it is, we see your sort of Instagram posts, and you can see you do it live. You make it look so easy. I'm sure it's not, but the whole process of when, you know, people queue up, and there's always a massive queue, and you sell out every single week, every single market, and there's a massive queue. Yeah. And you must work non-stop to turn those around. Because how long does it take from one pizza, once you start topping it, to when the customer has it?
So there's actually quite a long process. For me just being there doing the pizza before that, so, you know, if you go 24 hours before that, is when I start making the dough. So the day before, I'll be making the dough at home myself. And that in itself is, when you're doing street food, is quite challenging, because I have to deal with all the different temperature changes throughout the year. So in the winter to the summer, my process and recipe and timings have to drastically change due to the change in little things. The humidity and everything can affect how the final product turns out. And yeah, so it all begins the day before when I make the dough, and I'll adjust the recipe, the hydration. I can get really nerdy. The hydration level, so the water level that's in the dough, the amount of yeast I use, and the amount of time that I ferment the dough depends on the temperature. Yeah, I make the dough the day before, wake up, say, 5 o'clock, 5:30 on a Wednesday market to then get the dough ready, to ball it up into the dough balls. Mm-hmm. To give it a rest period, get to market, set up, and then that's when it happens. You walk up to my stall, I take a dough ball from the dough tray that's probably about 20 to 24 hours old at this point, hand stretch it, so push all the air out to the crust, give it a slap. It's called a Napoli slap. Top it with fresh ingredients, so yeah, just sauce, cheese, whatever you want really, and then it goes into one of my little fire boxes of fun, I call them, for about 90 seconds.
Wow.
And that's it, and it's done.
That's incredible. Now, we were just saying before we've just come on air that you're going to showcase this coming Wednesday, the 9th of September. Yep. Is that right? Do you want to tell us a little bit more about this?
So as part of the Food and Drink Festival that's that's just kicked off. Wednesday, I'm going to be doing a Instagram takeover as part of the event for on the St Albans FDS Instagram page. We're going to be making and baking live, a dough making session at 10 a.m. live from the market. I'm going to bake a pizza and give you a little walk around of the other stalls and the other food that's available.
So people can actually witness this whole process that you've actually been talking about.
So I'll basically be making some dough by hand, for people to be able to essentially copy. They can make the dough, and then I'll be giving you tips on how to make it at home if you haven't got an oven like mine. There's a few other ways you can do it, and I'll be letting people know how they can do it live on the Instagram then.
Excellent. So well worth checking out this week. Now, you mentioned you're going to be wandering around the market. Just tell us very briefly. I mean, we are spoilt here in St Albans, aren't we, with our street market scene?
Very. It's really good. There's some fantastic traders there that are there week in, week out, rain or shine, and there's some amazing food on offer.
Yeah, so you're going to be sort of taking us around, get a little walk round on Wednesday as well. Now, one of the things I've got to ask, Adam, is because this will go out, it will go out obviously today on the radio, and it will go out at different times throughout the week. If somebody's catching this after Wednesday, would it be possible via social media to see you sort of replays of this all taking place?
Yeah, so I'm going to do it. It'll be a live feed on the St Albans FDS Instagram page, and then it will be up on their Instagram, so it's called IGTV, Instagram TV. So if you just go onto their Instagram page, it will be on there, the video will be on there, we'll be posting it straight to that. I might simulcast it on my Instagram as well from a different angle, which will then be up there. If you miss that, and if you can't view that somehow, then actually, if you go onto my Instagram page and click the link in my little bio, there's a how to make pizza from scratch video in there.
But just out of interest, the social media for a street trader is a really important part of the process, isn't it, of drumming up trade?
Extremely. For someone like me, it's all very visual, you know. It's my way of showcasing what I do, what it's going to look like. You know, you get a good following, get local people knowing about you, get people, you know, eating it, sharing it. Food is huge on Instagram and on social media. People just like to blog about what they're eating, what they're doing. It seems weird, but that's what people do nowadays. And as a business tool for people, it's a very important thing, definitely.
Excellent. And listen, if anyone wants to follow you on Instagram, Facebook, social media, how can they go about that if they're not doing it already?
Just at Peddling Pizzas on Instagram, and just Google it, really. Google Peddling Pizza.
Brilliant. Listen, Adam, thank you ever so much. I know you're such a great campaigner for the local food and drink scene and part of the committee and everything. So it's great to have you here on the radio, and good luck. And I hope all goes well this week.
Cool. Thank you very much.